It's called Fairyland, but it feels like a ghost town. The Evergrande project is just one of hundreds in China stalled because of the real estate giant's financial troubles. It's more than $300 billion in debt and has defaulted on two overseas bonds. Retired farmer Mrs. Zong lives close by and has brought her granddaughter here to play.
It's such a shame. It looks like it's a nice place.
Building began in 2017, but no one knows if it will ever be finished.
This theme park is meant to be the highlight of a sprawling new development called Evergrande Cultural Tourism City. The grand plan involved luxury apartments, hotels, and restaurants. But as the company's bills started piling up, construction ground to a halt.
Work stopped in August. Abandoned materials and machinery are left where a grand castle entrance was supposed to be. The security guard says he hasn't been paid in months.
What can I do? I just wait and hope my salary will be paid.
He's one of the thousands of employees, contractors, and customers owed money by Evergrande. Chinese creditors are suing the developer for overdue loans. The government has stepped in to restructure the company's debt, but a bailout looks unlikely. Now, fears about the health of other heavily indebted developers, including Kaiser and Schumacher, have gripped financial markets.
Yeah, a lot of it is that it is just building, taking out, taking on as much credit as possible. And the leverage at the end of the day of these developers was just astronomical. It wasn't matched with the potential to actually make enough sales out into the future to be able to pay this back.
Slumping property sales around the country are adding to China's already slowing economic growth. Beijing introduced tighter regulations to control the mounting debt last year. Analysts say it's trying to teach property developers a lesson, while also trying to shield the sector and broader economy from a crisis.
It will affect the international economy, but not in a disastrous way. So I think with the slowdown of China's housing market, there is a weaker demand for commodities. And so that will put a damper on commodity prices. And if China's economy slows down, that can have a broader impact for the global market.
But that matters little to the families who have poured their savings into Evergrande investments. Like this unfinished park, there's little to be done but wait. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Suzhou.